The war in Syria has killed hundreds of thousands of people, disrupted lives, and created millions of refugees. A group of those refugees, Syrian women, living in Beirut, are putting on a performance of an ancient Greek tragedy and finding that it resonates with their lives of displacement and flight. NPR's Alice Fordham reports from Beirut that the women are taking solace in the ancient themes as they navigate their current risks and choices.
We're barefoot in a yoga studio in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, watching a couple dozen actresses raise voices and stretch bodies that had gotten used to being quiet and still. But these women aren't professional actresses. In fact, they're refugees from Syria. And this production of the Greek tragedy Antigone is a project designed to help them deal with their trauma. That's one of them, Wissam Sukkari. She says they're learning to voice what's inside of them, to remember Syria, from the dictator to the uprising to the bloody civil war. Antigone was written by Sophocles 2,000 years ago about wars in Greece, but it's full of parallels with Syria. Let me tell it to you using sound from the videos of the war these women fled. Antigone's a princess. We meet her in the aftermath of a horrible civil war in which both her brothers died. One brother's on the winning side and is buried with honours. The other's on the losing side, and the new king decrees he'll rot unburied. Outraged, Antigone buries him herself, even though she knows that means the king will kill her too, which he does. So it's kind of about whether you should do the right thing, even if that's self-destructive. I meet Itab Azam, the Syrian producer who drummed up the donations to make this happen. Why Antigone?
Antigone is a rebel, and like it's actually about women taking control of their lives. Antigone is not a victim. Antigone is just someone who's feisty and, like, you know, took control.
By talking to a playwright, the women reworked the script to incorporate their own experiences. Many lost loved ones and now live in poverty. This is Muna.
I feel that Antigone resembles me a lot, a lot.
Muna's 28, a mother of two with wide, expressive eyes, a floral headscarf. She was in Damascus and watched her neighbourhood rise up in rebellion.
We were not born just to listen, just to obey, just to receive orders. We should be able to stand up for something in our lives.
When men were rounded up by the regime or attacked by rival militias, women sometimes tried to defend them.
A lot of mothers are dying to defend their sons or brothers. So Antigone reflects the situation of a lot of women in Syria.
Muna's still afraid of the regime, doesn't want her last name used. She's lost everything and lives in a hovel here, worries about feeding her kids. I ask if charities should spend money on theatre when there's so much poverty. Oh, yes, she says.
Those of us working on this, our lives have drastically changed for the better.
A lot of the women say they feel alive again, more human. The first performance was earlier this week. Backstage, the actresses try to steady their nerves while also calming down their children. Lights dim. Muna takes the sparse stage. Would Antigone have defied the king if she'd had kids? Would it have been different if she'd been a commoner?
We are not princesses. No one knows of us, and no one would speak of us if we died. Even in death, there are lucky people, and there are classes.
Muna goes on. She now feels Antigone with her when she's cooking and cleaning, even in her dreams. The princess's dilemmas guide her in her daily struggles. Opening night goes well. The women celebrate. Muna wants to kiss everyone. And out front, the audience is left thinking. James Sadri is an activist on Syria issues.
Wow, I'm still a little bit in shock, actually. It was a very emotional play.
He knows all about Syria, but having the refugees in front of him...
There is nothing more powerful than that, than drilling really to the core of your heart and the tragedy of what's happening in Syria.
In the Sophocles play, the king remains in power, but broken and sorrowful. In the final lines, the chorus says that the great words of proud men are always punished in the end. Alice Fordham, NPR News.